saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Oranges in the chat, man. Got my boy in the building. Oh, they got emoji for my nigga already.
Oh, yeah. They got the drum. Yeah. Big drums.
Big drums in the building, man.
Yeah.
Drummer boy in the building one time, man. Back on Fig, man. Put the drums in the chat, man. Oranges in the chat, man. We in here kicking it with the homie, man. Let's go. You feel me?
I probably look a little different. They don't see me with glasses too much, but I'm trying to see the chat today. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to interact a little bit.
He trying to interact with y'all, man. Don't go too crazy with him, man. Usually I move my TV and my chat for the guests, but today I forgot to do that shit and it's right in his face.
That's all
so
good.
He can't
I can
help
see
but to see y'all.
I see the drums going crazy though. Big drums going crazy, man.
He in the building with us, man, one time, man. Yeah, it's been a long time coming because nobody don't want to hit me up. You feel me? I just want to hit Duno and Lefty and them up. Yeah, I just want to hit them
man.
Up. What's going on?
That ain't me, man. I can blame my managers. I ain't gonna point fingers, but he's somewhere in this room right now. He's somewhere
you
in this room.
You only booked Duno. Come on, dog.
Hey, that shit we did with Duno was funny. That shit, that little golf shit, that was funny, bro.
That shit was fun, right?
It was. I'm gonna tell you the thing, though. The thing with Duno and the golf thing is I take golf seriously, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the golf community, like, it did what it did, right? It was funny and shit, you know what I mean? But the golf community, I don't feel like they respected that shit one bit.
Hold on. So you take golf serious?
I take it serious.
I thought you was out there bullshit.
Nah, I can't be, bro.
So you really
I got motherfuckers
there.
To beat. Yeah, hell nah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you was out there playing too.
See what I'm saying?
That's what
the golf community thinks about that type of video is like, see, when I, like, I'm the type of motherfucker that really sit there and watch these golf vlogs of, like, you know what I mean, people playing golf, like Grant Horvat, you know what I'm saying, good, and, you know, and so I be watching them, and it's like a serious thing, you know what I'm saying, they're having fun, but they're just not dicking around, you know what I'm saying, no homo. They just be out there really, like, really swinging and really, you know, trying to score. So the shit with Lefty, it was all over the place, bro. But it was good, though. It is.
He was trying, though. Bro.
It was good for what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was cool.
He was
cool.
Trying, bro.
Yeah. But I did whoop him, and he still owed me $1,000. Where's the camera, man? Where's my
camera?
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'll be waiting to accept Cash App, EBT, Green Dot, all that. Let's
get it.
Yeah,
he need his $1,000, Lefty. Nah, he need his $1,000 right now.
Mama.
I need to hook you up with Q, homie.
Oh yeah. Man, that, you know, I seen him. You know what? I seen a video of schoolboy playing golf. I think it was like on Golf Digest.
Uh-huh.
And he got a real, like, pretty looking swing, man. Like, his swing looks like crazy, and I think that'll be one of my, like,
do you
know,
think you can beat him?
I wouldn't even say that I could beat him, you know what I'm saying, because I've been playing for about a year, and I'm sure he's been playing for, I think he said he's been playing for about 5, but I could keep up, you know what I'm saying, and if I win, I win, but, you know what I mean, that's something that I would really love to do that, you know what I mean?
Man, that's crazy, that's ghost. I wouldn't have never thought yo ass would be out there golfing.
Me neither, bro, yeah. Like, it just happened, you know what I'm saying, like, these fools over here, and here's a funny story, though. So they used to play golf, right?
Yeah.
When I was trying to be in the studio. So Hundo, if you look right there, 100, that's my main producer, engineer, right?
Yeah.
And then Spike's my manager. So I used to talk shit to these motherfuckers because it'll be like 10, 11 o'clock. I'm trying to get in the studio and I see a post go up. Like, they golfing. I'm like, what the fuck you doing out there golfing, homie? It's time to work. This is when I didn't like golf. I didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
So now this shit switched. They trying to get me in the studio. I'm out there in the golf course.
What made you like that shit, though?
Bro, I mean, it's just, like, you know what I'm saying? My bro used to, you know, my bro got a big business. Shout out to Gallant Termite and Pest Control. He does a lot of, sponsorships, like, big-ass sponsorships with all these white people. They got caviar and all kinds of shit cracking off. And then he bought us out a few times. And, you know what I'm saying? We were just swinging the ball, fucking around. And then I actually started, like, making contact. And then just gradually, I just started liking this shit.
Fucking around.
Yeah, and then now it's just like, it's just a part of my life now. Like, I gotta golf. Like, I have to, before we go to the studio, that's the deal I made with this motherfucker. Like, I was like, man, you want me to go to the studio? Let's golf in the morning, studio at night.
So, so now do something for your mental.
Yeah, it does. Because when I don't golf, I feel off. Wow. I feel like my brain is just like, man, like, I don't want to be in the studio.
It ain't in the right place.
It ain't in the right place.
Damn, that's crazy. What relationships you built at the golf course?
What relationships?
Yeah, because I know a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, right now we tapping in because it's different to see, you know what I'm saying, like, different cultures at the golf course now, you know what I'm saying? Like, schoolboys doing it, like, you know, DJ Khaled's doing it, you know what I'm saying? Like, so now you're seeing a lot of young people at the golf course, a lot of them, bro. Like, it's crazy. You can't even book a tee time, like, every day. Like, you got to be up early enough to try to even golf that day, because it's just going crazy with so much diversity.
Where you golfing at, though?
Everywhere.
Yeah, y'all ain't got the y'all ain't in Calabasas, you know? Where y'all at?
We up here. We in the valley. We down there in Anaheim Hills. We out there, like, in Riverside, Palm Springs, Tuckwood area, and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we really go out there and golf. But I'm golfing like 4 or 5 times a week.
Damn, homie, rapping and led your ass to golfing, and homie, then rapping again. You been rapping that long?
Yeah, I've been doing it for over a decade, bro. You know what I'm saying? The rap shit's really been good to me, you know what I mean? So I've been doing that for a long time. So I tried everything to get my mind, you know, because you know how it is, even with this shit that you're doing, you know what I'm saying? You constantly thinking, you know what I'm saying? So even when you chilling, you still thinking about what you got to do.
Yeah.
Golf really just kind of just stopped that for me. Like, I got 4 to 5 hours where I don't think about shit. I don't give a fuck about the accountant calling. I don't give a fuck about anybody calling. Spike's usually out there, but if he's calling me, I ain't answering that shit.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it lets you zone in. You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
I mean, usually when you start off rapping and shit, it'd be fun. You know what I mean? Smoking, drinking. You be doing it up. You know what I'm saying? First, yeah. You know, when you first start rapping, you know, and then it leads you to, you know, something else.
Yeah. Really? I see what a lot of people, like, you know, the new fans that we're getting, and like the new generation of artists coming in, you know what I mean? Shout out to them. What they don't get is that, and anybody that'd be questioning shit, it's like, I've been doing this so long, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Lil G was doing tours back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We was hitting 40 million views on YouTube back when YouTube let us do what we wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? 40 million views on one video, 31 million views on another video. So I lived that whole tour life and the clubbing life and you know what I'm saying, in the studio all night where it's just a party. You know what I'm saying? Because now it ain't a party. Now it's work. You know what I'm saying? So I did that years ago. Like, years ago, I lived that life. You know what I'm saying? That the new artists are living now, which is good. You got to live that. Like, do that. You know what I'm saying?
But do you feel like you still got to build and then still got to make these motherfuckers remember who you are and who you were? Because they don't know that high forever, drummer boy. Like, do you feel like you got to make them like, hey, look, check this out, homie.
Yeah.
Look, this is where I came from. Look, you feel me? Like, don't disrespect me.
Yeah, I do. I do, but I got to do it through the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been the one to be, like, on the internet talking about this is who I am, this is what I did. You know what I'm saying? Even when it comes to neighborhood shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It, you know, everything in life is the same, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you got new little homies that got jumped in type shit. They don't know you, you know what I'm saying? They might have heard of you, but they don't see you around. But I ain't gonna go there and spell out what I did and to get my respect, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like the same thing. Everything kind of goes together like that and shit. So with this music game, like, I know a lot of people know who I am and know what I did, what I've done, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, every now and then they be getting my name fucked up. So, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta remind me.
Sometimes, but I say that humbly, bro. You know what I'm saying? I say it humbly. You know what I mean? Cause, you know what I mean? I done moved on from doing the whole flashy shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know now, you know. Luckily, I was able to get my first house a couple years ago off of music. You know what I'm saying? Get my credit right. Yeah. You know what I mean? And right now, I'm looking for my second home and shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's all thanks to music. So I just try to level up my brain, and it's all thanks to my brother Smokey, man. Because my brother Smokey, he installed something different. You know what I'm saying? Into me, which was the work, the grind, the ethic. You know what I'm saying? Having to make money. You know what I'm saying? You can have a name in the streets. You know what I mean? There's a lot of motherfuckers that got a name in the streets and shit. You know what I'm saying? But is there a lot of motherfuckers that are out there living right and taking care of their family? That's the difference.
You just start doing that.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nah, I've been doing it for a minute.
You said you went flashy, but you flashy, nigga.
Nah, no, nah, I'm just like, look, nah, man, I got 501s on, nah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at accessories. I'm looking at accessories. Hold on, I'm looking all the way. I ain't got nothing on. I came in here quiet just like you, you know what I'm saying? I got to focus, and then now I got to conserve my energy, you know, quiet. I ain't got nothing on. I forgot because I was so quiet, but I looked at you and said, fuck, I ain't got nothing on.
Nah, you good,
said,
man.
Nah, fuck
you.
All of that. You got your little bracelet on, your bracelet.
It's a little Van Cleef, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you rappers didn't know, there's a Van Cleef right here and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, ain't floss on these niggas.
It ain't nothing but a little five bands right here and shit. But hey, shout out to Forrest Glory Jewelry, man. That's my boy right there. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You fuck with him too, right?
Yeah, I fuck with him.
Yeah, that's my dog right there. That's
got
my
the gold popping.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what? He's the only Mexican dealer in, like, diamond dealer in LA.
Hell no, that can't be true.
I swear it. Because he ain't downstairs, he's upstairs.
That can't be true.
It's true.
Man, he in downtown
Google
LA.
It.
Y'all run
Google
downtown
it.
LA.
Nah, they be a lot of runners, but he's a diamond supplier. So yeah. He supplied the diamonds for a lot of you know, on Hill Street.
He do.
So a lot of the little shops down there, they go upstairs and they get the diamonds from him and his company. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he made a piece for my girl, just a little, you know, something small, something for AD too.
Yeah.
He got some shit for him. My homies went to him a few times.
That's my brother. He looked out for him. He actually, you know what? It goes deeper in because he actually helped me and showed me the way to get my credit right and to get the house. You know what I'm saying? That's how deep it is with me and him.
Damn.
Cause motherfuckers just don't do that. That's
was that shit
me
hard
again.
As fuck trying to get that house?
It was. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Cause my credit wasn't right. I wasn't focusing on my credit. This was a few years ago and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know how important credit was. You know? I remember he comes to my crib, right? When I was living in an apartment. And I always kept my money in a safe.
Yeah, don't tell nobody that.
Right, I always kept my money in the safe. The only people that knew that was me. Yeah,
he stayed right around the corner when I seen him. God damn.
No, but look. So I kept my money in the safe, right? But he knew that, and look, everybody know that because I got raided by Pomona gang unit, and they found the money in the safe too. They couldn't touch it though.
They gave it back.
Oh, they didn't touch it.
I didn't touch it.
Yeah, they didn't touch it. Yeah, that's all. That's all the gym money. That's all music money. You know what I'm saying? And it was pretty stacked up in there.
Yeah.
But back to the story is like, he came in and I was like, man, I'm trying to get a house. Look at this. Boom. I opened a safe. I'm like, man, I'm trying to get a crib. Like, what's up? How much I got to put down? $100,000, whatever. He's like, that money right there, when it comes to buying a house,
it means nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Means nothing.
That got to be in the bank.
For a minute.
For a minute.
Yeah.
So, bro, I was going to the bank I bank with, one that, you know what I'm saying? And I, every day I was, like, every other day I was depositing money. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean?
Checking.
How you
got
deposited the right way and shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's all legit money. It was all on paper. What I used to do is when the money used to come in, say from the record labels, from the online record labels, whatever it was, I never kept it in the bank. I was just like, you know, I'm street with it. So I'll go and go get it right out, put it in the bank so I can sit there and look at it all night. Like on some goofy shit.
Nah, I mean, actually, it's not really goofy because niggas is scared. Because I always tell a story when I got my first big check.
Right. Oh, you got ganked.
No. I got my check, right? And I was like, oh, they ain't taking this back from me.
Right,
so
right.
I transferred to
right,
my bitch. You know what I mean?
Like, okay.
It's
yeah, that's
the same
right.
thing.
That's
like,
true.
Niggas ain't gonna get me like that, bitch. I'm taking this 70.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Because I got ganked by taxes 1 year.
Oh, they took it.
They took some of the bread.
Oh, they did me like that, too.
Yeah, that's
all
what I meant.
All of it, though.
Yeah.
Even the cents.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
It said 0.000.
Yeah, that's bad.
I'm terrified.
I thought it was a mistake when that shit happened to me. I was calling everybody, like, called the bank, and they were like, oh, you have a levy on your account. I said, oh, my God. I called a homie, like, what's a levy?
Yeah.
What the hell's a levy?
The bank gave the number to, like, call this number. They might fuck with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they do, though. They'll fuck with you.
Yeah, they do. I remember when I did that, I had called. One person had told me, like, basically to fuck off and shit.
Yeah.
And there was this one lady that worked at whatever number I called, and it was the tax board shit. And she was cool. She was so cool,
you always
bro.
Let me tell you. Cool one.
She said, why didn't you file in 2000 and so? Why didn't you file in this year?
Yeah.
She's like, this is why that levy's here. And I was like, you know what? I was an independent contractor. That's when I was working, you know, jobs. And I was like, I didn't know what to do. And she's like, here's what you do. You go and you go file for those years.
Yeah.
Bro, she gave me game.
You file
and
for
I got
years,
money back. And I got
and
the money back.
Yeah. They'll give you the money
that
back.
That shit was crazy, bro. That's a real story right there.
They gave you the money back. You be like, oh, they gave me the money back.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus' name. Anybody, all right,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, no, I felt good about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was a move right there. But yeah, man.
You had to get your house, you got your shit, you know what I'm saying? Now you feel legit.
Yeah.
Here.
You know what's funny is I was doing a podcast. It was like a podcast. It was Chuck D and what was it? Chuck Dizzle and DJ Head.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, what's your goal, man? Like, I think this was like 4 years ago. They was like, what's your goal? They had told me Mozzie had made a goal. Like, Mozzie was like, oh, to touch my first M. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what's your goal? And I was like, man, my only goal is to buy a house. And thank God that shit happened, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like the year
manifested
after.
Manifested that shit right there.
Crazy.
It made you manifest it right
there.
Yeah,
it was crazy, man.
Damn, bro.
You know what I mean?
Nah, I mean, you got to put the goals out, man, out here, bro. Like, manifest your dreams. That shit is going to come true if you speak it. Speak
right.
it into existence. That shit is true.
Oh,
not lying to y'all. You know what I mean? Well, we got my boy in the building. Don't worry about nothing. How many people we got in here? Almost 2,000 people in here watching this right now. Make sure y'all like the video. You feel me? One time. He looking at the chat one time. He looking at the chat over here one time.
Yeah,
we're
going to
read some super
good.
Chats, too, because I know some people in here super chatting us, too, man. But, yeah, you feel me? Being a Hispanic rapper. You know what I'm saying? Being a Hispanic rapper, man. What's the ups and what's the downs?
To being a Hispanic rapper?
Yeah.
I mean, you hear a lot of shit where people say, you know what I'm saying, that we've been held down all these years, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's like the common thing that people talk about when they get on shit and they start to, you know, speaking about that. But in my opinion, man, and I think I've said this before, when it came to music and being Hispanic, we was catering to, like, our own people, our own, you know, what we go through, what we've done, you know what I'm saying? We was big, you know what I'm saying? Big gang banging and shit like that. So it wasn't appealing to, like, these record labels and shit like that. They weren't fucking with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't see the market quite yet.
Yeah,
and this was years ago, you know what I'm saying? So that was kind of, like, what it was. So I never took it like I never took out of that shit was like, man, they holding me down. I just kind of knew that the music that I'm making, that I'm still making, is catering to my people, you know what I'm saying, to Mexicans. And, you know, blacks can relate too, because we kind of, you know, we grew up in the same,
yeah,
in the same motherfucking, in the same places, exactly.
Shout out
the
to
same
blacks.
Lefty boy. Yeah, shout out to blacks. You know what I'm saying? But
crazy.
Yeah, we was, that shit does sound crazy when you say it like that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. But now, you know what I'm saying, that the tables are starting to, you know, a turn for us, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the industry.
Yeah.
Cause it ain't nobody holding us back but the actual industry. You know what I'm saying? That they're not just giving us that shot. Mm-hmm. That's not grabbing an artist and grabbing another artist and you know what I'm saying, putting this huge budget behind them. You know what I'm saying? Cause we done, you know, got budgets from different labels. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's what I've done. I've done a lot of licensing deals with different labels. But have they got one person, two people, and dropped a big bag on them? We're talking about hundreds of thousands a mil. Just for a budget, that hasn't happened. But now it's starting to happen. I remember I had somebody call me about Lefty, and it was like Columbia. And I was like, damn, Lefty really out here doing something right. You know what I'm saying? That's why I give nothing but props to him. I had met him before he went viral, wherever he went viral on. And he was the same motherfucker. Like, I met him, he rapped. Cause I don't know if you noticed, but like one of the first songs he dropped was like Letter to Drummer, mm-hmm. right? And like he rapped that shit to me. And this was before anything. And I was just like, that's what's up, man. We had met at a club, so it was just kind of like, you know, I mean, passed by. And you know, you get that a lot. But I'm proud of him, man. He's doing his thing.
He feel like he wanted to be accepted by the real rappers. Cause he like, nah, I really want to do this. So
yeah.
Every time he speak, he shout out the motherfuckers that he really love,
he
really
does.
Respect. And then, yeah, he'll make a song or he'll do some shit. He'll shout you out and he'll keep doing that shit.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he'll keep doing it. He's showing love. Like a lot of motherfuckers that come in the game, are they just new and shit like that, or even just older. Like, they don't shout people out. They don't want to, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to give you a bar or anything.
Yeah, they
don't. It's so hard to make it out here, but he coming right in this shit. Like, nah, I fuck with you.
Yeah, he does.
And I love you, you know what I mean?
That could, you know what I'm saying, that's because he really means this shit.
Nah, he do.
He really feels that way. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, he ain't on here just saying this so I could get so he could get a verse. You know what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. He really means it. But that shit could backfire too, man. It's like a double-edged sword, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you can show so much love to somebody and keep shouting them out or doing whatever, and they don't reciprocate that
same
shit.
Same energy, but it's okay. I mean, you feel me? I'm gonna do me. You ain't gotta show it back.
Right, right.
This is what I love.
Right.
If you thinking like that, then it's good.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know what I mean? But if you feel like you want the love back and you don't get it,
yeah,
it can backfire on you sometimes.
It can. Like, I seen some shit where they posted little clips where OT the Mexican, like, you know what I'm saying, like, they was talking to him about Lefty, and he kind of, you know what I'm saying, I feel like he didn't do him the right way, you know what I'm saying? I think he kind of sunned him, you know what I'm saying? And Lefty was showing nothing but love to him. So I don't think that was the right play on his behalf, you feel me? But that's what I mean by like a double-edged sword, you know what I'm saying? Is that, you know, you showing love and then the motherfucker come on the podcast and be like, oh, I don't fuck with him. It's like,
wow. I'm asking OT.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when asked about Lefty, you know,
yeah, I had seen
he wasn't
that.
As excited as the motherfucker we thought he should have been.
Yeah, not only that he wasn't excited, he was like, I ain't fucking with him type shit. You know what I'm saying? And in my opinion, it's like, all right, you ain't got to do all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ask me about somebody that I might not fuck with, I, my answer to you, my professional answer to you would be like, yeah, we'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to bro. But it went left on that. You know what I'm saying? It didn't go right. That's for sure.
I mean, a lot of times you be caught off guard and people don't be knowing what to say. It's like, you know what? Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear it.
But it's all good. OT cool too, though.
Yeah, I never met bro, you know
what
I'm
saying? He got a good soul too, man. He cool too. I don't think he mean no harm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you know, I mean, yeah, I don't think he mean no harm, man. I think everybody just got to get together. I mean, y'all community especially, y'all motherfuckers, y'all gonna lock in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Eventually,
that's what happening.
Y'all gonna lock in eventually.
Yeah, that's what's happening now. You know what I'm saying? Is because we just didn't fuck with each other as much. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? There's still a lot of motherfuckers that won't work with each other for some reason. It just doesn't happen.
We know the reason.
Well, yeah, you know.
It's politics with everything.
But see, I mean,
but how far are we going to keep on taking this?
Yeah.
What are we going to keep? When are we going to say, you know what? Fuck that shit.
Yeah, nah, for real.
When we gonna say fuck that shit? Who gonna lead the path? You know, Lefty ain't doing it. Don't put him in the front of that. He's not the one.
Yeah, you know, but there's always ways around.
Path.
Yeah,
like, hold on, let's move the politics because he with all the politics.
Yeah. I mean, it's ways around it. You know what I'm saying? You can speak to homies, and homies can make shit happen. And shit, not everybody's on no fuck you type shit. You know what I mean? Everybody's out to do. You know, everybody's trying to make money. Everybody's trying to eat and shit. You know what I'm saying? So there's ways. So that's kind of an excuse, but it ain't fully like what it is, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're my like enemy in the street, like, you know what I'm saying? If you're my enemy in the street, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from Pomona, so Pomona, we got our own,
yeah,
we got, you know what I'm saying, we most hated in Pomona, you know what I'm saying? So like, we have no peace treaties in
okay
Pomona.
Let's just take it as far as you had to wear a fucking bulletproof vest to your show. Does you know what I mean? Like, if we gotta take it all the way that far,
yeah,
We losing it, homie.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna never get as far as these other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
If I gotta sit on this motherfucker and wear a bulletproof vest,
homie. Yeah,
and I gotta hold the year in the man.
Yeah, that was up there in Fresno, I think. I did a show at E40.
That's scary. You win.
I had to,
you
man.
Sure? I'm finna get this chili. Who going with you? Who went with you?
Yeah, a couple homies went with me. Shout out to the homies out there in the Central, man. You know what I'm saying? In a little city called Madera. There's a lot of homies. They put up like 20, 30 deep with me. And they was like, this is how we move.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, put this on. I could not move on that motherfucker.
Please, are you on that motherfucker?
But I kept it respectful and shit, you know what I mean? Like, I was up there, you know what I mean? I definitely represent who I was through my music and shit, but I wasn't up there talking about whoop, whoop, whoop. You know what I mean?
I mean, because you say you don't put that in your music.
Yeah, I try not to, like, you know, like, really go heavy on it, you know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers would, you know, I don't want to hear my neighborhood get talked down on, you know what I mean? And then especially, it just gives, you know what the internet is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So motherfuckers find something. You could be wearing one short sock, one long sock, and that would be the conversation in the comments. You know what I'm saying? I don't know
where that is.
Yeah, that'll be on you. You know what I mean? So it just limits shit that they have that they could attack you personally that's going to get to you. Because right now, anybody can say anything they want about me, but they don't know my personal life. You know what I'm saying? They might know where I'm from by the videos I shoot and the locations that I be shooting at. You know what I'm saying? But as far as that, you know, they ain't really got shit to say.
You said Pomona, no peace treaties, right? Let me ask you about the racial barrier in Pomona. You know what I'm saying? As far as blacks and, you know, Hispanics.
You know what? I don't think it's as, I don't think it's as strong as it is in L.A.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we L.A. County, you know what I'm saying, SGV area. We ain't pushing that, like, you know, certain areas like Compton or you know, certain areas, you know, like Paramount around there. Where they be pushing that, like the racial shit.
So none of your homies is like, you ain't experienced none of your homies like, nah, I don't fuck with black people.
I mean, I wouldn't say none of my homies, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure there's other generations and shit, but like, so far as my generation, the generation that's here now and the generation before that, like, we was always taught to be cool, like, say with the Barger Bloods. See, they on Barger. This right here, this 2400. This Barger right here. So there was a hood called Barger Bloods that used to be on our street.
Mm-hmm.
We had West Side Mafia that was in the same spot as us too, as well. You know what I'm saying? And we had a lifelong understanding between Northside Islands, which are Bloods. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, in order for shit like that to happen, it can't be no racial shit. It just, you know what I'm saying, some cool shit. Like, we chilling. We got the same enemies.
Yeah, because I feel like some niggas, you know, some people I know, like, nah, he, you know, the homie got up there talking about the blacks. And I'm like, nigga, he just got out of prison, and I'm thinking he fucked with black people, but just the politics and the ways and the system he was in, that's just, he can't fucking believe it. He like, nigga, I'm over here with
yeah, yeah.
Like, he's saying the shit, but that's probably like, that was the lingo, the blacks, right, the right. blacks. But he over, he's taking his shirt off like, I'm with the blacks, nigga, in the camera. Like, are y'all seeing yeah. this shit? Are y'all in prison? Y'all got me fucked up. Y'all told me so much shit. And these motherfuckers is cool over here. Like, but yeah. but I know it's like, you
prison
know,
is different.
Yeah,
though.
Prison is different. It's I know you're prison race. Baby, you feel me? But yeah. I love that shit though, man. Yeah, you know what I mean? I love that shit. But I'll be like, nah, man, I fuck with my people when I think my people fuck with me too. You
right.
You feel me? Like,
yeah.
of course people be having their little sayings or whatever the case may be. They have their problems here and there, but
yeah.
I be thinking it's straight though, you feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part it is, but you know, you do got motherfuckers pushing it. You know what I'm saying? It's the same with us too, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
same shit. There might be some motherfuckers pushing that against us over there in the city, but like I said, it's hard to see that because, like, there's like we beef it with so many neighborhoods. We ain't gotta leave Pomona. We just got beef in every, you know, there's a lot of gangs. You can Google how many gangs, like certified, validated gangs there is in Pomona. Like ones that kick up dust for the last 60, 70 years. And it'll be a long list. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
you know? And motherfuckers is popping up with neighborhoods like everywhere. There's a new neighborhood like every other two weeks.
Hey, did you see that shit with American Cholo, when he was talking about Compa Raider, and he was calling him a J-Cat and shit, for, you know what I'm saying, for doing some shit like that.
I didn't see it, but I've seen like clips and shit. Yeah. I've seen some clips going off, but what happened with that?
I feel like he was doing too much for the white man. I think he felt like he was doing too much for the white man and get into the politics he shouldn't have been getting into, and then saying fuck a gang of motherfuckers like us.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, I'm a little familiar with the situation.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck us, calling us bitches and all type of shit like that.
Right.
And American Cholo, I seen Lefty over there, you know, a few other fools over there saying, nah, that wasn't right and shit like that. So how you feel about that shit?
I feel like, shout out to American Cholo. I've been over there once and shit. He showed me love, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, I feel like if you gonna do something or step out of your character to be accepted by anybody, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, black, brown, whether it's white, you know what I'm saying, you know, whatever it is, like, you already fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna just go do some shit because I think I'm gonna benefit and then go say, like, fuck my homies for it. So that, in that sense, it's not right no matter who you are, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just some weird shit, like, for real.
I'm glad you said that, because I felt like that shit was weird, too. I'm like, I don't even know this nigga, you feel me? Like, I don't know what's going on.
That's weird. Yeah. It's like if I'm here with y'all, or, like, I'm with Duno, you know what I'm saying, and I fuck with AD, you know what I'm saying, whatever, and then old boy over here offers me a bag to go chill over there.
Yeah.
How would I look right now to my own homies, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? If I was like, oh, yeah, let me go get this bag. Hey, but fuck all them over there and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, that shit not cool, homie.
You know?
Nah, that shit not cool.
I couldn't see myself ever doing that. That's like my take on it. But for anything, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not just in the podcast world, not just in, you know what I'm saying, in the music industry, just standing on what you stand on for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, like, you know, I got homies that are not allowed to be around no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, from my neighborhood. But I love these people, you know what I'm saying? But I understand what the neighborhood is and why they're not allowed right now.
How you deal with that, though, in your older age and just knowing, nigga, what it's about, you know what I'm saying? Being family-oriented and, you know, knowing this shit ain't the ending goal, and you still like, damn, like, bro, I still can't really fuck with it. Like, how does that affect you?
It does affect you mentally, you know what I'm saying? And you know, like, for instance, like, me kicking it with my homie, we done, you know what I'm saying, risk our lives together, you know what I'm saying? We done been through situations that, you know what I'm saying, could have got us, you know, gone. And then all of a sudden, you know, he makes a choice, and I'm not saying, like, a choice. This is you know, if you snitching or you doing something like that, that's not the kind of choice I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, he makes a choice that doesn't allow him to be around. It doesn't make him a dropout. It doesn't make him nothing like that. But it's just a choice that he made that he's not, you know, allowed to be around us over here. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, I had to tell him, like, bro, like, I told him straight up, like, after, you know, after all this time, I was like, bro, you either got to come over here and you got to hang out. And you gotta take what you gonna take.
You gotta just do it. Yeah. Fuck it.
You gotta do it.
Yeah.
But if not, like, when I see you, I'ma have to get off. Like, I'ma have to get off on you. Like, me talking about, you know what I'm saying? It ain't that, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's kinda fucked up. You know what I mean? He's like, you know what I mean? He's like, man, it's like that. I'm like, bro, what you want me to do? Cause yeah. If I don't do it, I'm gonna get my ass beat up over here.
You know what I'm saying? Cause you can't kick it with you, bro.
Yeah. Like, if I could go against the grain with the homies for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And maybe catch a couple fades for you, but eventually you're gonna have to come and catch this fade, bro, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I keep my homies around me. My homies are close, you know what I'm saying? My homies are in these videos with me. So I guess that's what I changed in me actually growing up and being, you know what I'm saying, who I am and where I'm from is. Now it's different. Now it's like, you know, I could go kick it in the backyard with the homies. You know what I'm saying? I could go go barbecue with the homies. I could go do shit like that, you know? But they understand that I'm busy and that I'm working. So the thing I do is I leave my doors open. I'm shooting a video. I'm going doing a show. I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, whatever I'm doing, you motherfuckers are invited regardless.
Yeah.
So that's how I keep it close. You know what I'm saying? You come do what I'm doing.
Let's talk about Lil G, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Your time away from him, you feel me? And then, you know what I mean?
Like, that was a long time.
That's a long
it
time.
It was like 7 years.
And that's, how did that affect you? And like, you know, what did you learn from that? Because now you motherfuckers got back together.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, how did that affect you in that time, in that 7 years? Like, what was going through your head?
I'm gonna be honest with you. When me and Lil G were together, you know, we started the whole AK-47 Boys movement.
Yeah.
And it was huge. It's still huge, right? But when I was over there, I was producing. So I was making beats and I was jumping on a few songs, you know what I'm saying, here and there. Like, on every album, I was jumping on a few songs and I was just producing. You know what I mean? But when I took that time and we separated, mm-hmm. right, what it helped me do was find myself as an individual artist. So that's when I started hitting millions on my own. So, yeah, it's like, you know, I think if it didn't happen, that we, you know, we took that little separation that happened, who knows what would have went on, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it would have been great. Maybe it would have, you know, maybe it would have failed, you know?
Maybe it would have stagnated you feel like?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, who knows? But for what it did was it set me off on my own career, and it just made me really, really hungry and gave me that motivation I needed to establish myself, build my team. So it's like, yeah, bro, like, it was good and bad at the same time and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was bad because all the fans was like, what the fuck happened? We was dropping crazy shit, and then, like, this shit was just hitting. Like, you know what I mean? We was selling out the Novu in 2014. Me and Lil G selling out the Novu, you know what I'm saying? Like, what motherfuckers are doing right now, like, we was doing it. Yeah. You know what I mean? All the Roxy, all these little spots, we was doing it back there. We was doing these tours everywhere where it was lit. It was crazy, you know? And then when I left him, you know, I kind of had to start from scratch. And actually, that's when I met this motherfucker right here, the Hondo, man. Like, with him,
yeah.
You know, I just developed my sound. It's almost like I found myself, like, you know, because AK-47 Boys has a certain sound and a certain feeling. And then when I came and I did my own shit, you know, I like fell back into, because, you know, I grew up on Sugar Free, Above the Law. I grew up on some funky shit, you know what I'm saying? So, it was a double-edged sword, but it ended up being good, you know what I'm saying? But now we back, you know. Last year we signed a big deal, you know, with Rancho Humilde, you know what I'm saying, with the records we put out, you know what I'm saying? So, shit pans out the way it's supposed to pan out. You know what I mean?
How did that conversation go? And who called who first?
On what?
Look, oh. I know this is crazy with homies. This is shit happens every time.
Yeah.
Who called who first? But I know when the call happened, it's just, I know we start laughing like that, though, but still.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who called who first, fool, and what happened?
I'm going to be 1,000% transparent, all right?
Yeah.
Okay? You know what's funny is that... You know what's funny is that when we split up, we was doing these interviews, and the main topic of conversation was like,
yeah,
King Lil G and Young Drummer Boy, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
But we grown men, we never spoke on it.
In 7 years, that has to be, that takes discipline.
Yeah, we never spoke on it.
That takes discipline.
So I could have hated this motherfucker, right? I'm not saying I did, but I could have hated him. And when they would ask me that question, I would be like, he's doing his own thing, I'm doing mine. Next question. Like, that's just what it was.
Yeah.
Shout out to bro. That's what it was. And that, you know what I mean? But it was never no hatred. But back to your question. I mean, it's publicized, so it's
who
not like.
Who? He said all of that shit. He ain't answering the question, y'all. Who the fuck called who, man? All
right, look. Mr. Criminal hit me up. He's like, Drum.
Okay.
What's up, man? I had Little G on my podcast the other day. So I'm like, what? This is the first time me hearing about G in years, right? Anybody uh-huh. physically speaking to me about G that had anything to do with me.
Yeah.
And shout out to Lil G, man. I'm telling the story, man. I love you, bro. So listen. So listen. He's like, he has some words for you.
Uh-huh.
This is how Mr. Criminal talks to me on the phone, right? He's like, Lil G was on my podcast, homie, and he had a few words for you. What's your mind gonna go to as soon as that's said?
Got some words? What type of words?
I hit these fools up. I was like, hey, Lil G was over here talking about me.
You could have had to get out. Oh, shit.
But diss tracks on stand? Nah, we didn't have no diss track. But look, anyway, so he's like, Lil G has some words for you. So I'm already like, what? He's like, hey, homeboy, you think you could come to my podcast and I want you to speak on it live? So I'm like, fuck no, I ain't about to speak about on it. Yeah. I was like, look, I'm gonna go over there, but you gonna run that tape for me.
Let me see.
Run the tape for me. Don't just sit there and you know what I'm saying? Because it could have been anything at that point. Me and him were not on no fuck you type vibes. We were just kind of like on, you know what I'm saying?
I'm over here, you over there.
Yeah, but you know, obviously we split up, so it wasn't great, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. But yeah, that motherfucker got me like that. So he was like, come over, and I went over, you know what I mean? Shout out to Mr. Criminal and all that. But we go over there, and then he plays the tape. And then Little G was just like, and you know what I mean? Hey, I commend him for this, like a lot, man. It takes a man to do what he did, because he didn't know what I was on. Just like I was saying with that lefty and the OT shit,
mm-hmm.
he didn't know what I was on. So he goes on there and he's like, man, you know, he talks good about me, and he's like, man, Drummer, whoop whoop, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wish Drummer would reach out to me, type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, what the fuck? So, you know what I mean? I could have been on some fuck you. I could have went on there and be like, I ain't reaching out to that cat. That's what I mean. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, yeah. I mean,
so he extended the olive branch.
He extended it. And I was grateful.
Him.
Yeah, I was grateful for that. You know what I'm saying? You know, because with music, there's a lot of ups and downs, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really deep in this music like I am, where like I depend on this to pay the people that work with me and to pay my bills and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, music has ups and downs, and when it goes down, it gets really, really low.
Yeah, get fucked up.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, big shout out to him, because he came in, and as soon as that happened, you know, I said what I said on the podcast, and then, you know, I was like, hey, go ahead and shoot G my number. So once that happened, G texted me. We get to texting, boom, boom. It's like nothing ever happened. We dropped motherfucking songs that just went crazy viral in the month to follow. Then we had Jimmy Umide. Shout out to Rancho Umide. I'm playing golf with him on Monday, too. So if you're watching this, man, we got a big-ass tournament. I'm going to be out there with Jimmy Umide. You know what I mean? Going crazy. But shout out to Jimmy. He called and he was like, what's up, man? Like, I see what you guys are doing. Let's run it. Let's go get these bags. And boom, it happened.
Yeah.
I just bought an AMG.
He said all that shit, y'all, to say he told him. You called my boy, it's okay. You know what I mean? Yeah, I got it going. Got back together, all the whole little shit. I was like, fuck. But yeah, he was on my boy shit, pun shit. He was over there on the Ace Boys and he was talking. And I was like, damn, you know what I mean? It fucked me up when he was like, man, I'm seeing his kids grow and getting older and my kids getting older.
Yeah.
And it's just like, bruh, like, you know, that shit will dawn on you. It'll fuck you up. Like, what is this shit really over? Like, I want his kids to play with my kids and my girl and, you know, my wife and let's eat. You feel me?
Like, yeah, most definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, and that shit will fuck you up. Real. You get older. You feel me? Like, 7 years, a long ass time. But when you start, you know, family is the end and goal.
Right.
Always. You feel me? So when he started speaking like that, I was like, damn. Because, you know, I have situations like that too.
Yeah.
You know, it's always about it start with the kids and the family. You start looking up and it's like, damn, let me go get my homie, you know?
Yeah, nah,
for
real.
A lot of
real.
People don't love you and they respect you and they ain't got your back like a lot of motherfuckers out here and shit like that.
Nah,
man.
For real. And you know what I told him after, you know, after we signed this deal and, you know, we got into these circles and all that, I sat back and I told him, man, I appreciate you, man. It's been too long. And I thanked him for helping me feed my family, man, because that's what it was. Like, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, he got to see my son. I see his son. His son's out there boxing, doing his shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Shit, my baby mama knew him. He knew everything about me. The thing is, people didn't know is that me and Lil G started making music when he was in a small-ass apartment in Southgate. Motherfucker barely had running water, you know what I'm saying? So from going to that to where we are now and that time gap, it's like we missed a lot. It's just like it was like a jump, you know what I mean? But I think what happens is once you start acquiring the things that you're trying to get to, then you start remembering, like myself, not, you know, not him, you start remembering the shit that you lost to get there, you know what I'm saying? And not saying that you lost it just to get there, just the shit that you kind of like, you know, even just little shit. You forget to call moms, you know what I mean? You forget to, you know, tap in with certain people that you normally would have tapped in with, but your mind's so crazy trying to get to where you want to be at, you forget about those things, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If it makes sense, I don't know. Sometimes rambling on,
you ain't rambling on. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening. I hear. Sometimes I do the same thing, shit. But you got to get that off, though. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole story to get that off.
Yeah.
But shout out everybody in here, man. We almost got 3,000 people in here.
Yeah.
We can sell out the stadium right now, man. We doing it up, man. Shout out my boy for coming in here. I think we're going to read some super chats. I'm going to read some before I get into, you know, asking my boy about some music and what he got going on right now, man.
Shout out to Duno.
Yeah.
Man. Shout out to Tiny Gangsters. They see him. See him for life.
Yeah, let's see what y'all got, man.
Hey, shout out to Devour. Devour came out. Devour's free, man. Shout out to him, man. And Peso, man. Everybody that's getting free right now, man. Shout out to them. No hate.
6-0, man. He sent some chili. He said, man, Knock and Spray was my shit. Being grimy. Shout out Jummer Boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hey. Yeah, that was back in 2015. Knock and Spray right there.
Damn.
That's love right there.
You know, shout out the Mexicans. Yo, come on. Shout out Naomi, the model, man. Shout out BOF. Much love to all the way out from Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that,
Denver,
man.
We going back, man. We going back. Hey, Castro, hit me up, man. Get the bag right. Let's get it, stupid. That's my boy, though.
You play... This motherfucker said you play drums or what?
Because I'm really a real play drummer drums. Boy. I really play drums. I've been playing
drums. You really
play
the drums?
Since I was 5 years old, I used to play drums.
You produced, though. You know, he was producing a lot back then. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, Street Life Solo, man. It's cool, but when you going to put some Nortes on here?
That's for you. That's the question for you, man.
Okay.
don't try to throw that on me.
I think I did that when I was at the other platform, but you know what I mean? I put on my boy from Backpack Boys. He was on there with me. You know what I'm saying? LS, man. Shout out Drummer Boy, man, and BOF, WFMW.
Yeah.
Street Life Solo, man. Why you mad at OT when Lefty vocal about dissing Norte when he really just mad Rico Too Smooth didn't want to rap with him? What the fuck?
Can you answer the question again? I asked the question again because I'm lost on that one. Why you mad at OT when Lefty vocally dissing Norte? I'm not mad at it. All I'm saying, look, whatever Lefty's on, you know what I'm saying, whoever he's dissing. All I'm saying, he shot out the man. You know what I'm saying? He shot out the man, and the man, you know what I'm saying, declined it. You know what I'm saying? When he could have been a little bit more humble about that interaction. But, you know what I mean? You know, I ain't mad at nobody, though, man. I'm chilling.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? He just gave an answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Not to be political, but as a black man, it feels starting and promoting and into the IE, Mexicans and blacks get along really well. I only feel racism is in LA, to be honest with you.
I was kind of telling you that. You know what I'm saying? I think that's more like, that's more like some LA shit. Shout out to everyone from LA, though.
I think that's some old.
But everybody could be racist, man. Like, I'm on the golf course and I'm getting, I get racism by Asian men and women. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's universal. Racism is universal.
What the fuck they doing to you on the golf course? The Asian, the little Asian lady don't want to play with them.
Nah, yeah. Fuck no. They be
she driving the golf cart all fast you.
Nah. She pulling up. She pulling up with the Yaku. Nah, they be hating. They be, you know, it's a little. I mean, because they ain't used to seeing us out there, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we be playing in these country clubs and shit and these little private courses that we be invited to. And we really ain't supposed to be there. Like, you know what I'm saying? But we just know people that know people. You know what I'm saying? We get there. And so they feel entitled, like, it's our spot, you know what I mean? Like, hurry up.
So we not supposed to be at the country clubs, you saying?
Yeah, at the country clubs. Not all country clubs, but there's certain private courses.
Yeah.
Where you have to pay, like, $20,000, $40,000 as a member, you know what I'm saying, to play at that course.
Ooh.
So when they see us pop up, they like, who are these broke motherfuckers?
And what are you doing here? I'll find out about
this
shit.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they do look at you funny when you're there. Yeah. Hey, who the fuck got you in here?
But like, they ain't gonna say, they don't say shit when they see us hit a drive just clear across the motherfucking course. They be like, oh, damn. And I'm like, yeah, we just did that.
And then the next question is, what you do? What you do for a living? They love that question.
Oh, me?
White people, they love asking you.
Oh, okay, yeah, exactly.
White people do love that. They love that question.
And you know what's the dumbest answer? Music.
Fucking me up when they ask me that. I'm like, what should I say?
Oh, God.
I can pick
it. That's like the worst answer because they just look at you like, okay, you exactly what I figured.
Oh, music? Oh, yeah, get your ass up out of here.
They think we ain't making shit off music, so they like, oh, okay.
Music?
Nothing, so you're a bum. Like, yeah, okay.
I'm music? You ain't feeling fucked up when you say that?
I'll be like, man, I'll be trying to think of other shit when I'm talking, but nah, I'll say it proudly because I'll be like, man, you looking at come on. Like, come on, man. Like,
I'm in tech. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'm out there. Look, I like getting dressed up. So I'm out there with my polo buttoned up. You know what I'm saying? I got the little shiny shoes on and shit, little golf things and shit. So I definitely enjoy the whole experience of golf. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out there in 501s or in, you know what I'm saying, like, you know.
So you got your tight pants on, your shirt tucked in.
Why you gotta say tight? It ain't gotta be tight. Like,
you got your tight pants on.
Nah, I mean, they snug. They a little snug, but you gotta be athletic out there, man.
Nah, we ain't athletic. We got dad bods. Got dad bods. The homie funny, that nigga was like, bro, my body fucked up, dog.
Yeah.
He said, I looked at my body in the mirror like, damn, I don't know why this bitch like me, dog.
Oh, God.
That shit is hilarious,
Nah, fat, skinny motherfuckers for the win, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Fat, skinny motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, we all fucked up, y'all. It's all good, man.
Nah, that's what I call it. I'm like, I'm fat, skinny. I'm like, man, look, on everything, bro, I'd rather be happy and fat than skinny and sad. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to eat motherfucking, you know, Juan Pollo. I want to eat a big ass pizza and shit like that. And if I can't do that because I got a fucking little skinny, like, that shit bullshit.
You don't go to the gym, dog. First of all,
nah, fuck the gym.
What's your favorite meal, bro? You know your wife, like, I know he finna eat this.
My
shit.
Favorite meal, I like Toscana soup. That's some good shit. homemade by my sister. My baby mom be making it too.
Barely.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what the kind of soup is, right?
No, hell no.
You ever been to Olive Garden and they give you a soup and it's like potatoes and like shit and like.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So your sister a chef?
Shit, damn near.
Yeah.
And then it gotta be agua chiles. That's like my shit. And ceviche. I'm a shrimp person.
Ceviche.
Mm-hmm. But you know what the
I'm
top meal?
I'm a chilaquila type of, you know what I mean?
Come on, man.
I'm chilaquila type.
You wanna know what my top shit is though? If I like one I could eat like every day. I haven't been to Portugal for a minute. I don't know if it's still popping the way it was, but you know you go to Portugal out there in Long Beach by where the fuck is that? San Pedro. The Portugal. Where you go, there's a fish market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
They got the shrimp. You're talking about
San Pedro. They said that shit is over with.
Yeah, I think that shit is over with.
It's over. That's bullshit. Bring it back. Nah, but it's like a big ass tray like that. Come on, you've had it before. Yeah, it's shrimp with the fish, and they got the garlic bread like this big. You know what I'm saying? And that shit just that. I remember I used to come straight off from tour. You know what I mean? And go straight there.
See my boy T like he is fire, you feel me? Go with man, don't he fucking around with me, man.
No, that's pretty advanced that you would say chilaquiles. Like
somebody cooked that shit for me, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
That's
is
advanced.
This?
That's advanced. Like you got to be Mexican to like really know, like you know, what I mean chilaquiles. Because anybody else would be like enchiladas or some shit.
Nah,
taco. My favorite shit is kind of side of taco.
Enchiladas is crazy though. I mean, that shit's still crazy though too. Though chilaquiles is wild, man. That might be my favorite though. I ain't gonna lie. What's your favorite restaurant out here?
I don't even know the spot, but it's a birria spot my dad took me to, man. And it's something that he used to go to when he was young. But it's birria. You know what birria is?
That birria shit is ridiculous.
It's a little small spot down here in L.A. Like, it's around downtown, and it's small. You wouldn't even... You probably wouldn't even go in there, you know what I'm saying, like, and think, like, they're going to have some bomb food. But they got some, like, real authentic birria. And, like, if I come out here, that's where I'm going to go for sure.
Yeah, let us know the spot, because if the birria shit is good, I can drink it. Like
yeah, you can drink it.
It's almost too... You almost like you fat and you doing some shit like that, you going to drink.
Oh,
like,
God.
You don't get enough on the taco, bitch. I need to drink that shit. I ain't lying to you. Yeah. I ain't even going to lie to you. That shit is fire. But, yeah, man. Let's get into the music, man. Let's get into the music, man. What you got new out here, man? Let the people know what you working on, bro.
Bro, I've been dropping every week.
Yeah,
I don't know if you see it. You probably don't see it because you don't follow me. But it's all good. Like, but I've been dropping. Like,
follow you on Instagram.
You ain't seen it. I know you ain't seen it.
That's
but
fucked up, homie.
Drummer. Hey, look.
He probably asked his manager. That nigga follow me.
Oh God.
No.
I don't follow you either. But that's because you don't follow. I don't follow you after this, bro. Hey, but look, on my mom, I got a certain burst of energy, me and my team, and we just decided to drop every Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I just been dropping music videos and singles like every Wednesday.
Oh, and so you on your Draco shit?
It's just been going. Shout out to Draco.
That's Ralphie type shit too. That's that shit.
Yeah, so
check the numbers.
Numbers going crazy.
Yeah.
For years, this is for any musicians, any artists. For years, we had this certain you know, way that we dropped music, and this is just me personally. You know, we put out two albums a year, maybe three. You know what I'm saying? And what I noticed is that there's so much content being put out. You know, not just in the music, because it was different. You know, now you got podcasters like yourself, and you know, everybody's putting out content. So instead of putting out an album, I'm just gonna hit every week, and maybe not every week, but you know, as much as I can, I'm gonna hit them with something new. Which at the end of the year, you gonna call it an album because it's gonna be so many songs. You could call it two, three albums. You know what I'm saying? But I want to give something to somebody to listen to and the fans to listen to, something brand new. every week, you know what I'm saying? At least, you know, a few times a month, they're going to get some brand new shit. Because a lot of times what happens when we focus on the album, we focus on the album rollout, you know what I mean? And the rollout is basically, you know, typically like 2 to 3 months, you know what I mean? So once those 2 to 3 months are up, you know, the music, it just kind of lives there now, you know what I mean? And we're not pushing it like it was. Yeah.
You stop pushing it.
You feel me? So doing it this way, they still get the music, they still get the content, they still get to see the videos, but now every week we have something new to push. You know what I'm saying? So it also keeps me working, because I would drop an album and then I'll take, you know, we'll take, what, a couple months off? And then I got to get back in the studio, and then we going through sounds, and we, like, you know, we taking a little a minute to figure out what type of beats we trying to work on and shit like that. But doing it like this, it's like it just keeping me going. Like, I hear a sample, boom, we go over there, you know, Hundo plays me a beat, bam. X shows me some shit that we should flip, bam, we there. You know, Spike sends me some shit, or he goes in the studio with 100 and they cook us some shit, boom. As long as I'm golfing,
we can do it.
Yeah, I'm at the studio.
I'm finished golfing, bro.
Yeah,
I'm there.
For real, for real.
Well, how do you feel about oversaturation, though?
I mean, that was the thing that was holding a lot of people back, I think. But I think the game is different. I think it's about content and putting stuff out, you know what I'm saying? And just continually to put it out. I didn't even I was never focused on doing shorts, YouTube shorts. I've never dropped one. I was like, oh, that's going to take away from the main videos and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Boy, I was dropping motherfucking, we dropped like, what, 10 shorts, 15 shorts, we going?
Million. Just,
crazy. I seen a check, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, here, Hondo, record this.
Yeah.
Record anything. As a matter of fact, you guys should be recording a short right now, as a matter of fact. Like, what the fuck?
Record the short.
Yeah, record the short. Because that shit need to go out.
I need a tag.
Fig
behind the scenes.
Come
man.
On, man.
Back on Fig. Give him a short.
Yeah, like, let's get it, man. Like, slipping over here. Yeah.
Get your fucking team together.
Hey, you see what I'm saying? No, but it's content. So how you can't oversaturate it when the game's already saturated with so much shit. Now it's just about keeping up.
Yeah.
Or doing more than, you know what I'm saying?
Because if you ain't doing it, you lost.
Yeah.
You lost in the sauce already.
And that's what happens. We had the hottest single, you know what I'm saying, when it in the lowrider community.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Then it turns out it was the hottest single in the boat community, right? That's what they were selling us over there in Lake Havasu. Everybody was banging this shit on the boat. This is one particular song, Gangsta Function, with me and Lil G. You know what I'm saying? And that it went viral. Everybody was putting it everywhere, you know what I'm saying? You know, great things came of it. But look, we dropped the album, and we all went to sleep for 3 months. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I had to come back. Yeah,
you gotta wake back
and
up
and figure some shit out. But you know, this was a team decision to drop every week and to keep shooting videos, even if it don't got the mansions, even if it don't got the, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying, all the shit that it took. I mean, me and Lefty just dropped a video. It's about to hit 1 million views. We did that at the car wash across the street from the studio. Spike was like, I'm going to call Ulises right now. He called Ulises. Ulises, pull up. Pulled up with his camera. I said, who? Lefty had his girl. He was like, shake your ass. We recorded the song that night. We walked outside, went across the street. We hit the 7-Eleven, went in there. I got a motherfucking horchata, watered down horchata. I came outside with 2 cups. We shot the little video. Whoop, whoop, whoop. 1 million views. Come on.
This nigga taking his shirt off.
And he had his shirt off the whole time. I told him, man, put your shirt on, man.
Oh, no.
Lefty know.
He taking his shirt off and it's all, yeah. He in that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lefty, though. But see what I'm saying? It was just the content we putting out, and it's more organic.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't rack my brain, and you know, I didn't shot the videos with the mansions. I shot the videos at the spots you ran from Pier Space and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Voice Too Hard. We done hit millions, multi millions. Like, I think my page is at maybe about 200 million views right now off of music videos and shit. you know, that's voice too hard. And we did all that. So now we just kind of doing shit on the fly and really making shit organic. And it's really working, bro. Like, my numbers, I think my Spotify numbers increased by like 100,000 since I stopped dropping, since I started dropping, what, a month and a half ago? Spotify numbers went up 100,000 monthly listeners. Crazy. Apple Music, same. You know what I'm saying? Deezer. I don't even know who listens to Deezer, but Deezer.
What the fuck is Deezer?
Exactly.
But it's giving you the
check. They got a check. They got a check.
What them checks looking like?
Yeah, another AMG coming.
Yeah, what them checks looking like?
Oh, they, I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? It's enabling me to, checks could always be bigger. Checks could always, you know what I'm saying? You always strive for more. But, you know, I'm able to take care of my team. I'm able to live, a good life off of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, right now, my main goal is just to get the checks, you know, bigger and bigger every month because it's all passive income. And now it's time for, you know, Hundo to leave some to his kids. You know what I'm saying? To start, you know, building shit like that for Spike, for X, for me, for, you know, to try to build generational wealth.
Yeah, generational wealth.
Yeah. Because we could fuck off all day. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We could go out here. I'm about to hit the PGA store. I was telling him to look up the PGA store on the way back. I need a fit. So we could blow money.
Yeah.
We could blow money all day. It's what's going to keep coming in. You know what I'm saying? That worries me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and what's the plan for that, though, generational wealth? And, like, giving back to the community.
Right.
Like, you know, what's your plans, you know, for giving back to the community?
You know, I don't do that enough, but I have done that a few times where we go and we give out, you know, like, you know, I think for this, what, for Christmas, I went out and I gave out so many toys, like, and you know. The last Christmas, you know what I mean? Shout out to the homies, Custom Sticks, my brother, Gallant Termite and Pest Control, they were involved. King Shoe Fiend, he let us use his spot right there, and, you know, we just bought a gang of toys, bikes and everything, crates of toys. Mm-hmm. And we just gave that away. You know, I went down to one of the rescue houses in Pomona and, you know, helped them pass out food and stuff like that. You know, I need to do that more, you know what I mean? Because I really am grateful, you know what I mean? But to be honest, I'm more of like an introvert. I be inside. I don't be out in these clubs. I don't really be out in the streets like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like being home. Like, if I'm home, I'm at the golf course or I'm, you know, or I'm at the studio. Spike is the one that got me out at fucking clubs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if introverted me no clubs, well, then I'm fucked. Because I ain't going to shit. Me and you the same. I'm going to come over your house, nigga. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
I got kids, too. Let's do it.
Yeah, there it is, man. For real.
I ain't going to no fucking club. Stop trying to make the homie go to the club. What the fuck are you talking about, dog? We ain't going out, man. The studio. Yeah, country club. Golf.
Yeah.
And that's what the fuck we doing.
We got a good recipe going on right now. And it's working. It's working like immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, it just immediately started working. So, you know what I mean? I'm just blessed for that to happen and shit. And even to be here, bro. Like, you guys weren't fucking with me last year and shit. Nah, hey, Brown Bag, I still ain't been over there. That's crazy.
I had Lefty over here. I said, nah, fuck that. I need everybody over here. Drummer Boy got to come over here. Roddy Rex got to come over here.
Oh, yeah, Roddy Rex.
You know what I'm saying? Lefty got his ass over here. We got Mexican OT coming away from Texas. I need all of that shit. Where's the Raza at?
Yeah, Raza.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir, you heard him.
Yeah, where the fuck are y'all at, man? Come over here, come fuck with your boy, man. You feel me? We in the ghetto, man. It's big.
Nah,
we in the liquor store. Look at this shit. You know what I'm saying? The liquor store and the living room, man, chilling.
This shit hard, though. Like, I swear to God, this shit's hard. Like, you made me want to redo my whole office.
You know what we need, T-Rail?
Yeah.
Hit-Boy and Drummer EP.
Oh.
First Mexican to do
it. First Mexican. Man,
yeah, we can lock that in.
Come on, man.
That's crazy. That'll be crazy.
Yeah, we can get you over there, homie.
You know what? After these years, like, I feel like I'm at, you know, my all these years of dropping music, I feel like I'm trying to, like, switch these patterns up in my music and rapping. So something like that would be dope. You know what I mean? Like something like.
I mean, I think that's right up your alley. I mean, even though you know Lefty, he do say he the best.
He can have that, man. Lefty, you're ever. The best, bro. Yeah,
nah, don't try to get that. No. Don't try to get that Lefty like that because he hard. He giving it. He showing love.
Yeah.
He showing love, but he on y'all ass though.
Yeah.
Like he said, he the best Mexican rapper to touch down right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Lefty is a lovable dude, man. And if anybody ever hated on Lefty, you just gotta understand that he's just a genuine person.
Nah, for real, I fuck with that fool.
You know what I'm saying? He's just genuine, bro. Like, whatever he says is not gonna be crazy wild out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really what he's thinking. So if he says he's the hardest Mexican, I know he ain't. But that's my dog, so I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be like, psych, but you know what I'm saying? But look, he gotta do that. Look, he out there pushing. He's breaking down doors, he's breaking barriers. Do that, man, you know what I'm saying? And anybody that's out here Mexican trying to make it in the rap game, thank Lefty, because he's doing some shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You ain't got to thank me, even though I've been doing it for over 10 years, done knocked down so many doors. Don't thank me. But Lefty's out there making that noise that they want. You know what I'm saying? They want that type of noise.
Yeah, for real.
And he's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to cater to everybody. You got to cater to somebody.
Yeah.
Catering to an audience that, mm-hmm. that really love it and fuck with it.
Yeah, because not everybody can do that. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody can do what he's doing, for sure.
Yeah, nah. He has a different thing. Me, I sit there and I let the music, you know, and I just go through the music. I speak through the music. He just speaks, and, you know what I'm saying? He's able to get on these microphones. He set the bar very high when you go and sit down with Lefty, you know what I'm saying? Because he'll keep motherfuckers entertained, like, for real. He'll keep,
the whole time.
Yeah, he'll keep a pack of dogs entertained, like...
The whole fucking time.
But not Hit Boy and Drummer, man.
Nah,
that shit would be
though.
Crazy.
That's right up your alley. That's what he do. Real hip hop.
Shit, humbly, man. You know what I'm saying?
Real hip hop.
Yeah. That'll be something different. You know, the thing with Schoolboy, too, is that, you know, I've been a fan of Schoolboy's music for a long time.
Yeah.
And for a long, long time, and the beat selections he chose, even though it's not the same type of beat selection I chose and what I make and stuff like that, but he's always been hard, man. And you know, seeing him golf was actually like, it's like an inspirational type thing. It's like dope. Like, I really enjoy it. I really fuck with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I see a video of Schoolboy Q golfing, like, I'm going to click on that because I want to see him doing it. Like, I want to see his swing and all that shit. So, it's really dope to see shit like that. So, if I ever had a chance to go off with a Schoolboy, I would do it. And, you know what I mean? Like, in a heartbeat and shit, just to have that experience. Because he's, you know.
So, we got to get Drummer with Q and Hit Boy. We making that happen, man.
Come on now.
Don't worry about nothing. Real West Coast shit, man. Real West Coast shit, man. Before we get up out of here, man, is anything you want to shout out? You feel me? Tell the people what you got going on. Whatever, man. Let them know.
Man, I got to just shout out my team, the people around me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My family, obviously. You know what I'm saying? My brother. You know, everybody that support me. You know what I mean? Because, you know what? I got to shout this motherfucker out right here. X-Man Dosha. He didn't want me talking shit to him today, yeah? Because I'm usually on his neck.
He 30 days sober, y'all. Clap it up in the chat.
Yeah, 30 days sober. With this man right here, 30 man.
30 days. He 30 days.
Yeah, we on the way to the bar after this.
Yeah. He about to hit the bar right after. Nah, he be keeping... Hey, look, because you know, look, music, I'm going to tell everybody, like, music and everything, and no matter what the glam is and what it look like on the internet, you know, it does fuck with you mentally. You're always stressed out. You always got, you know, something on your mind. And this motherfucker's been right there by my side, getting me to the places I need to go for the last, like, 2-3 weeks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll, you know, dropping all this music, it's a hard thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Remaking the music, dropping it. So this motherfucker's been right there. But, you know, definitely Hundo, definitely Spike, you know what I'm saying? My brother, my baby mama, my son, I know he gonna see this shit too. You know what I mean? Shit, we outside with it. Thank
yes,
you,
sir,
bro.
Man.
You know what
yes,
mean?
I mean? I was gonna ask you, you know what I'm saying? Tell me about, you know, fatherhood, because I know you've been grown. But we might as well just make that the last question.
Yeah.
Fatherhood, man. What does that shit mean to you, man? And you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. Kids. It's crazy because you know, my son tells me he looks up to me, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, he wants to do stuff that I do, right? So he wants, like, you know, YouTube. He wants to, you know, make music. He, you know, he wants to do different shit. But I just know how hard this shit is.
Yeah.
And, like, how mentally, you know, how you could be
prepared. You gotta be for this shit.
Yeah, to with the, everything that comes with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like a never-ending hustle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's no end. Like, you can't really see an end with this. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for me to tell him, like, you know, which I do tell him, but school gotta be first. You know what I'm saying? Like, school gotta be first. Find yourself a career. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, I don't care if he could be a cop for all I care. If he could be a firefighter, I don't give a fuck. Your role is not my role. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the streets and all that shit. But, you know, he just turned 14, so he got himself little broads here and there and coming over and, like, bro, that's a whole different thing. And I'm trying to tell him, like, bro, we don't care about that around here. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely a struggle, and you gotta be. You got to, like, say it in a way where you're not trying to talk down to what he's doing, but you got to let him know you understand it. But, you know, it should be this type way. So it's a little
man,
hard.
Dad is cool. Dad is fly chains on. He rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you want me to not do this? you want me to not do this? You lost your damn mind. Look, I'm finna go get a beat on YouTube, and you, my dad, your ass finna give me a feature. We finna shoot the video. You know where you shot the video by the store with Lefty in the car wash? We going right back over there, and I'm finna fucking go viral. You crazy.
Oh, man.
And I'm finna really have the girls at school.
Look, what? He got that. He have that. He got it. Look, he got it. Hey, baby drum, you need a feature for me. You got that, man. You know, half off. Hey, hit up Spike and you got that. Nah, he can do whatever he want to do, but when it comes to fatherhood, you know, you got to, you know, you want certain things that you didn't do right. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know?
But don't do this one, dog.
You know, but it's good though. It's good though. He's a good ass kid, man. And you know, he stayed away. You know, I mean, luckily we was able to keep him away from, you know, the way we grew up and around. You know, the neighbors that we grew up around that kind of, you know, shaped our life the way it went. So it's good, man. Fatherhood's good.
I love that. You know what I'm saying? Teaching the youth a better way, man. But yeah, man, we got my boy in the building. Yeah, man, shout out y'all, man, for sticking in here with us. Before y'all leave, make sure y'all like this video up. We almost got 3,000 people in here still, man. Make sure y'all get us 3,000 likes in here, man. What y'all doing?
Yeah, do that.
3,000 likes, man. Like the video, man. You feel me?
Run it up.
Yeah, we got an AD going live today, man, today. We got Apollo going live today. We doing it up on a Tuesday, man. That's what we got going, bro.
Yes, sir.
And make sure the homies shoot the short, man. Y'all niggas, what
y'all
doing?
Shoot the
though?
Short, man. This was over here.
Shoot the short, bro. Yeah, let me shout it out, man. We enjoyed way more crazy one time back on Fig. Yeah,
stupid stuff. Hey, shout out to Hidden Hills too, man. They've been looking out. I know you all fuck with them too, right? Those are the people right there. You know
shout
what
out
mean?
Hidden Hills, man. Make sure you use my code. Get a homie a code. You know what I'm saying? BOF. Yeah. Shout out Mr. Mushies too. Shout out Mr. Mushies, BOF15, man. Get 15% off the whole site. And yeah, man, we ain't here doing it.
Shout out Killer Kush, man. Go pick up that new thing. You heard?
Yeah. But we up out of here, man. BOF, man, every Monday and Friday at 4 p.m. And sometimes you might get a little, you know, interview or a secret stream from me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just a surprise stream one time.
Jeez.
That's what I'm finna start doing, though. But yeah, we finna get up.